So taking up the posture that most or best supports awareness in this moment. You want a posture that supports awareness that's relaxed and awake. Checking if awareness is present. Checking if right view, the Dhamma perspective, is there. The right view can be, how am I relating to this object arising in experience? Am I seeing it more personally? Thought I'm thinking. Pain in my body. Or something less personal. Allowing for flow. A thought as a thought. Sound as sound. Physical or mental. Sensations or movement. feeling the sense of loving kindness in that allowing things to just be as they are. Clearly knowing and aware. And noticing any moments of craving and aversion in the mind and heart. Wanting, not wanting. Seeing if it's possible to recognize without judgment. Not awareness's job to judge, simply to know clearly, recognize what's happening. Seeing if it's possible to pay more attention to the feeling of craving or aversion itself, rather than the object we are wanting or not wanting. The object is not the problem. bringing awareness to whatever your experience is in as many moments as possible. Awareness and right view working together. Remembering to tune in to the mood in the mind. How does the mind feel at the moment? Can I be interested to some degree in whatever is present? Appreciating your mind for the work it's willing to do, attending, being present. Relaxing and noticing. you find that awareness is not able to regularly be with a particular object, an overwhelming mind state, or lots of stories, or sleepiness, what's needed? What would be helpful to allow awareness to gain a bit more strength? Taking the initiative in your practice. Do you need to consciously switch to a neutral object? Something like the breath, body sensations, or sounds around? Or do you need to bring out the implicit metta in the practice? Make it a bit more explicit. Doing what's necessary to help awareness grow isn't itself sampajanya, establishing continuity of purpose. connecting with the pleasure of being in the present moment. The mind that's awake here right now.